Watkins Publishing presents this unabridged recording of You Did What? Secrets, confessions, and outrageous stories from real life, written by Tova Lee and read by Tova Lee, Ella May, Elise Roth, Polly Edsel, and Matt McKinley.
Introduction. Everyone loves secrets. Not having them, of course, especially if they are big secrets. Carrying those can be draining, but hearing them, now that's a different story. Everyone loves hearing secrets, other people's secrets. There is something exciting about the fact no one else knows something, and most of us are also a little nosy, even if we don't like admitting it. I don't know how the experts would explain why hearing other people's secrets is so appealing. All I know is this. Everyone likes a good secret. Everyone has secrets. And finally, most of us feel better when we share our secrets with others. Now, that's not a given, especially if you're hiding something big from someone close to you. But over the past 5 years, I have heard everything, from cheating and revenge stories to confessions of never-spoken loves and abusive relationships, mom secrets, wife confessions, secrets from the bedroom and the boardroom, holiday secrets, sexual fantasies, online dating, and so many poop confessions. You wouldn't believe how many people out there have shat themselves. I figure some of you might like to know why I wanted to write a confessions book to begin with, or maybe you're hoping to hear some of my own secrets. To be honest, I've already written about some of the most intimate parts of my life in my previous book, Fucked at 40. I have a feeling nothing I have left to say would shock you, apart from the fact I sit in the shower. I honestly thought this was normal until that day a few years ago when my husband Mike walked in on me and found me sitting down on the shower floor singing Rainbow High from the Evita soundtrack at the top of my voice. He looked at me in a way he had never done before and said, "Are you okay? Did you fall down?" He says this is a strange thing to do, and I didn't even realize it. But after I came out as a shower sitter, I found out that many people sit in the shower. Some people even have a little stool, which frankly, I think is genius, but I fear Mike will never allow it. The point is that what could have been a real cause of shame, yes, I'm being slightly sarcastic, became something we laugh about because I'm not the only one who does it. And that's the key. Not being the only one. I discovered that many things I did and thought I was the only one were actually more common than they seemed. And the way I discovered this was through hearing others' confessions. 5 years ago, I started a Facebook page called My Thoughts About Stuff. It was a place for me to vent my frustrations and struggles as a new mom. The whole premise of the page was to come out and say the things no one admits out loud, like how hard being a parent is. And not just because of the sleepless nights and how expensive children are, but also because kids can be selfish assholes who ruin your sex life and pelvic floor muscles. Plus, you never get to go anywhere nice anymore or even to the toilet without an audience. In short, all the things that are never mentioned in parenting books. My point is, the Facebook page was all about sharing my deepest secrets, the things I feared people would judge me for if they only knew. It was a place for me to say my truth, and soon it became a place for many other parents, especially moms, to say their truths too. I realized very quickly that there was something freeing about being honest, especially when it was met with the words, "I do that too," or "I feel the same way." I guess there was something comforting about knowing no one was perfect. We were all in the same boat and everyone was just as miserable as each other, but in a nice way. And that's how the idea for my live online show, Pajama Party and Confessions, came about, which is what this book is based on. The children were still young, and so going out on a Friday night simply wasn't something I did. And I thought to myself, there must be so many parents who, like me, have young kids and can't go out but would love to do something fun on a Friday night, so why not do it together? So I decided that every Friday night we would have a party on Facebook. The format was very simple. I would go live from my bedroom in my pajamas on my bed, broadcasting to people all over the world. We would all have a drink. I had a few. And I would read out confessions people had sent in advance. Then we would vote, and each week there would be a winner, and we would all have a laugh. It was a way to connect with the online community I had built and a means to connect parents with each other. I clearly remember the first ever pajama party and how nervous I was. I had no idea if anyone would show up, if anyone would send in confessions, or if people would even like it. I made my bed. This was not something I normally did. Don't judge me, but I'm from the what's the point in tidying it up if it's only going to get messed up again in a few hours camp. Yet on that Friday, and many other Fridays after that, not only did I make my bed, I even threw some donut pillows someone had sent me for the girls onto the bed to make it look a little more party-like. People fell in love with them, and they became part of the pajama party and confessions set. I debated what to wear. Do I go for pajamas or party outfit? After all, it was meant to be an alternative to a night out, so one could argue I could have dressed up, done my makeup, and even brushed my hair. But then again, it was also a pajama party, and my guess was that most people just wanted to relax and watch someone who looked as tired as they were. So I opted for Mike's pajamas and a messy mom bun, because comfy wins every time, especially if you're a mom. Side note, in real life, I don't actually wear pajamas to bed. I'm more of a t-shirt with knickers kind of gal, but it's not as cute as it sounds. I'm talking big granny pants and a dingy t-shirt I should have chucked out ages ago. In fact, my favorite t-shirt to sleep in is this pink one I bought from Primark a few years ago for a cancer charity 5K run, which says, "I have nothing to wear." And that pretty much sums it up. I wasn't sure what time to start the party. I knew most parents like us would have to go through the dreaded bedtime routine before they could finally pop open a bottle of wine, but I also didn't want to start too late because most parents with young kids crash around 10 p.m. At 8:30 p.m. UK time, I hit the go live button, not knowing if anyone would tune in. A few people had sent in confessions in advance via my Facebook DMs. I remember one confession was from a mother who admitted that sometimes she hides from her kids in the pantry when she can't take it anymore. She wrote about feeling mom guilt for doing that and for having those moments, and that she never tells her husband how she feels. I could relate with that more than you can imagine. As a mother of three girls all born in the space of 2 years, we have twins, hiding was my middle name. Pantry, toilet, garden, you name it, I tried it. The best hiding place, by the way, is the car, because you can drive off. Another confession was about eating snacks when the kids aren't looking and not sharing. That mom admitted she tells her kids that she's eating something spicy while really snacking on sweets and chocolates, which I'm pretty sure she also stole from their Halloween stash. Again, this is something I have done so many times and still do. I also used to tell my kids I was eating a pepper when in fact I was eating crisps to explain the crunchy sounds coming from my mouth. No idea how they fell for it for as long as they did, as they never physically saw me eating a pepper, ever. I think we had something like 5 confessions in total, and most of them were about parenting and all kinds of little things. There was nothing groundbreaking about any of them, but what was interesting was that even though most of them were no big deal and I personally was able to relate to all of them, the people who sent them in were harvesting immense amount of guilt and shame for doing the things they were confessing about. I gave people the option to stay anonymous, and most of them did, but they gave themselves nicknames like Play-Doh Hating Mom or Nappy Change Gone Bad, which I thought was really funny. I remember asking people to share the live video when we started so that it would go on more timelines, something I still do to this day, and then adding, you might want to delete it later so your friends don't see what you get up to on a Friday night. It always amazes me how many people are happy to share these parties, now even more than back then, given how dirty the confessions are these days, but we'll get to that. Anyway, I read the confessions out one by one, probably a little too fast because I didn't know if anyone would be at all interested. But when I looked up, to my surprise, everyone absolutely loved them. The comment section lit up with everyone virtually screaming, "Oh my God, I do that too." And I knew we were onto something. Pajama Party and Confessions became a weekly thing after that, with people tuning.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?